Welcome to another podcast. And before we get into the podcast, please do not forget to leave a comment. Do not forget to share. Do not forget to tell me what you think about this podcast and what you think about this particular topic and what you would like me to talk about. So, on today's particular topic, I'm going to talk about staying in situations that don't serve you anymore. This applies to relationships, friendships, work relationships, any form of relationship or any kind of situation, even family relationships as well. So, now the reason as to why I'm talking about this is because many of us do stay in situations that don't serve us anymore. We stay in situations just because they are comfortable. We stay with people just because we have known them for a long time and we have the fear of meeting other people. We have a fear of interacting with other people. But you have to remember, in order for you to grow as a person, in order for you to grow as a human being, you have to elevate yourself. And elevating yourself is taking one step from the ladder that was down below, or the step that was down below, to a step that is higher. And the higher you go, the more baggage you have to drop. Remember this: when you're trying to get higher, you can't carry baggage, or else you're not going to climb that mountain. Let's think about in a mountain scenario. You're trying to climb up a mountain. You know, when you start slowly, you know, climbing up the mountain, the weights that you have seems okay. But as you start to get higher and higher and higher on that mountain, the baggage that you have, if it's too much, it becomes heavy and it weighs you down, keeps weighing you down to go down and down and down. It's the same thing when it comes to situations in life. When you're trying to elevate yourself and you're trying to get to a bigger level, to an upper level, you have to start getting rid of situations that don't serve you, getting rid of that relationship that does not serve you anymore. The relationship is just there and it's just another number of someone in your life, but it's not serving you anymore. It's not giving you what it's meant to give you, because any sort of situation that you're in life has to give you something, and you as well have to be giving. So many people stay in situations saying that, what does this relationship give me? But what about you? What are you giving to that relationship? What value are you adding to that person? You know, remember this: each time you stay in a situation that does not serve you is every moment that you're going to stay unhappy and you're going to stay stuck in the situation that you're in. If that man that you're with does not serve you, or if that woman that you're with, or whoever you're with, or that friend that you're with does not serve you anymore in that relationship, you have to try as much as you can to move on. There is no point staying in a situation, staying in an environment that is not elevating you to a new level, unless you're that kind of person that does not want to grow at all in your life. You're that kind of person that is happy where they are right now in life. You're that kind of person that feels content in everything that they are doing in their life. You know, if that is you, if that's how you feel, then good. That's on you. You know, this podcast is not definitely for you, but this podcast, this particular topic, is about people who want to elevate themselves. Situations that do not serve you keep you in cycles every now and then. I know it's comfortable. I know it feels good. I know it's like, okay, cool. You know, it's better, you know, the devil you know than the person that you don't know, that kind of saying. But I'm here to say to you that if you want to get to any situation in life, you have to get rid of baggage in life. For me personally, when it comes to things in life, I always look at them from the outside. I always say, okay, what is it that you're giving me in my life that I'm lacking? And what is it that I can give you in your life that I feel like I can add value? Sometimes I don't surround myself with people that I know I can't give any value to, or I know I can't give anything to. Otherwise, then I'm wasting my time, I'm wasting my energy, I'm wasting anything in life. Even if it's I can give you a good laugh, that is more than anything. If I, you know, can give you like a happy moment, that is more than anything. If I'm the kind of friend, you know, that you can call and you can speak to, that is more than anything. So what I'm trying to get at is that every person that you meet, see how you can serve them and how they can serve you in your life. People that are in your life for a long time, let me tell you something. If someone has been in your life for 10 years, it doesn't mean that they cannot get out of your life. Stop staying in situations of people just because they've been in your life for a long time. You think, oh, they deserve to stay for very, you know, for much more longer time. You're blocking the right people that would come in your life. You're blocking the right man. One of my friends said to me that, don't let your boyfriend block you from meeting your husband, which was quite funny. And I can say to you that, don't let your current friends block you from meeting the right friends in your life. I was in a situation, not in a situation, but a friend of mine told me a story that there was a friend in her life that has elevated her life to a better job, that has enabled her to climb up to a better job in her life. You know, if she did not have that kind of friend, I'm telling you, she wouldn't have gotten to where she is going now, because she's going to be earning quite a big chunk of money. That is like my dream anyway. But what I'm trying to say to you, that some friends in your life are blocking you from the person that will come in your life to elevate you from the situation that you're on to a better situation. You know, some families are keeping you in cages of thoughts, because let me tell you something, the most thing that can control your life and determines your destiny and everything in your life are your family, where you grew up, the people that pretend or tend to say that, I know you, I've seen you from a child, I know who you are. Let those words not hold you in cage. Let those words not make you feel like you have to bend down and bow down to them. You know, there is knowing me in the past, you know, and refusing to know me in the future that I'm going to. Let those people not make you feel like, okay, this is who I am, and let me stay to this kind of person. What if you do not want to be that kind of person anymore? Are you going to still listen to the words that they're saying to you? So be careful about those words that people say to you. I know you. Tests change, interests change, people change, things change. You're not going to be the same you tomorrow that you are today. You know, but if you have someone in your past that keeps reminding you of your yesterday in a way that is holding you in a cage, then that is really, really bad. There are people that remind you of your past to tell you that this is where you've come from and this is where you're going. Your journey is beautiful. But there are people who are there to remind you to humble down and calm down and not go any further than you want to go. You know, when you're trying to jump, but someone keeps reminding you, look, there is the ground. You have to walk, keep walking, because when you jump, the possibility of you falling will be high. Those are the kind of people that you have to cut off. Because honestly speaking, in everything in life, in order for you to elevate, you must take a bigger step than it was before. You must take a step bigger than the one that you took, you know, a few days ago. When a child is learning, they start by crawling and they start by walking. That is a big step, because they were now on the ground and now they are standing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So if you're trying to do anything in life and you're trying to make that big jump, but someone keeps telling you, no, don't jump, there's a possibility of you falling, it doesn't work. If you are in a relationship and that person keeps telling you that you'll never find anybody better, but the point is, you're not there to find anybody better. You're there to make whatever you've got better. But if that thing that you're trying to make is not getting any better, then you are better off moving on. If you are in that friendship group or those friends that are around you that are kind of like pulling you down, dragging you down, you find that you can't even speak. You don't have your own voice. You can't elevate yourself in the way that you want. You can't articulate yourself in the way that you want. Then that friendship, that relationship, those environments are not serving you anymore. Remember that you are a center of your own life. Everyone is a character of their own life. Whatever they are doing in life is for themselves. I'm not saying that those people are bad. I'm not saying that they are horrible people. I'm just saying that they are not serving you at this very moment in your life. And it's time for you to elevate yourself and move on from that situation. I hope this podcast has really helped you. And I hope it gives you the motivation to say that, you know what, I can't stay in this situation because it's not serving me anymore. I need to take that jump in my life. And for me to take that jump in my life, for me to climb up higher and higher on that mountain, I need to lose some baggage. And if it means losing those people that have been in your life a long time, or that relationship that has been in your life a long time, so be it, because the aim is to get to the peak of that mountain. Anyways, do have a lovely Monday, and I for sure will hear from me this week or probably next week. Stay tuned and do not forget to comment and leave those lovely stars. I love you all and be blessed.